It's time to turn the spotlight on local, national, and international affairs, plus some goss and scandal. And here's the man that does that so well, Mitchell Dye.
Good morning, and thanks very much to the guys next door for another fantastic edition of the Breakfast Program. They'll be back next Monday, starting once again at 7 a.m. Well, there's plenty on the program today. Coming up shortly, we will be speaking to Simon Ramsay, the Member of Parliament for Western Victoria Region, talking about this proposal that's been flagged once again on the front cover of the paper today to raise the speed limit up to 110 kilometres an hour on the Princes Freeway. Also coming up in a moment, we'll have Alicia Kennedy in from Cherished Pets talking about an event that they have in relation to death and dying and how pets play a role at that stage of life. We'll speak to her about what that event actually entails in just a moment. But first of all, we spoke to Ellen Saar last week, and I'm pleased to welcome her back to the studio in a slightly different capacity today as our second candidate that we're speaking to that's running for Brownbill Ward in the upcoming October council elections. Ellen, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for being with us once again. You ran in Kildare Ward in 2015 and you've decided to go again?
That's right. Yes, I'm putting my hat into the ring again.
And what was it like running the first time for Kildare Ward?
Oh, look, it was a huge learning curve for me. I learnt so much in terms of politics and how the game is played and how to do preferences and things like that.
Will you be doing something different in terms of your campaign based on what you've learnt from that?
Oh, yes, it'll be better and more bolder. Watch this space in terms of how I run my campaign.
Now, so far, from what I can see, there's already been 10 people that have put their hand up for Brownbill Ward, so it's going to be quite an intense contest, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a large playing field, that's correct.
So how confident are you of getting up?
I'm feeling a lot more confident this time around. I'm a lot more known out there in the community, so I'm part of my daughter's local primary school community. I'm also part of the local Baker's Oval Dog Walkers group. Mm-hmm. We've got a little page as well on Facebook, so that's all good. I'm also heavily involved in singing as well, local Geelong Trades Hall Choir, which I sing in, and I'm currently doing the Black Choir as well. I get myself out there and around as much as possible.
So tell us about your manifesto. What sorts of things are you campaigning on?
All right. So one of my things is affordable living. Because of the population growth expected in Geelong and is currently growing, we need to be able to afford to live comfortably. So areas such as keeping rates to a minimum capped, also affordable pet registration, etc., for people that own pets. Just keeping all those sort of capped. No huge Christmas trees on the bay.
Yep.
What's wrong with the trees they've already got there and decorating the trees along the waterfront instead of a large floating object out there? Arts and culture. I'd like to see that revived and more kept alive, really. And youth and community services is a big one.
So tell us about your experience dealing with youth and community services in the region.
Okay, so over the holidays, there are lots of youth around in and around Geelong because of school holidays, etc., going out shopping and whatnot. Although I did have an incident where I spotted one girl being bullied by a group of about six other girls, so there was six versus one.
Mm-hmm.
We got this young girl out of the situation that she was in, got her to safety. So I think there needs to be more outlets for youth in and around the regional Victoria, because I understand in New South Wales there are things called PYCYs, Police Youth Centres, and the police are connected to those centres and have a positive relationship and role model kind of relationship with the youth, and they have provide them outlets such as basketball, sporting things, etc.
Mm.
All different sorts of activities set up in this centre, and I think that would be beneficial for a place like Geelong being regional.
Now, you raise an interesting point, because there's been a lot of talk about the Mall, and the Mall is obviously within Brownbill Ward, because
yes.
Brownbill Ward covers the whole CBD.
Yep.
And newspaper columnists have said that we've spoken a lot about trying to do something about it.
Yep.
Because obviously sorts of people loiter there, and there's crime and things, and local shopkeepers are saying it's out of control. So do you have any thoughts on how we might be able to improve the area?
Well, as I said, if there's new places put in place, a bit like similar to PYCYs in New South Wales, and if we can look at bringing those kind of centres to Geelong and more of them and a CBD-based one, that would be ideal. A drop-in centre, for example, that run activities and, you know, that youth can feel comfortable and safe going to.
Now, politically, I think you said last time you were involved in the Geelong Labor Party, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And will you be running sort of as a Labor candidate or independent, or how does that work?
Well, I can't say independent because that's not right, technically. Right. I'm a Labor member. I'll be supported by them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll be helping you campaign?
Yeah. Some of the members will help me campaign. Yep.
What sorts of things do you think you'll do to campaign? Will you be out door knocking? Or?
Yes, I'll be door knocking, letterboxing, street stalls, and also I'm thinking phone calls as well.
Is it more challenging now with a bigger ward?
It is. It's a lot more challenging, so I've got to find my little army, so to speak.
So more people doing the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of talk about the sacking of the previous council.
Yep.
So are you conscious now coming in, if you are elected, that you might have to try and do things differently or try and change the culture in order to have a more prosperous council than previously?
Definitely. And I think what's been done, what needed to be done was done. The council was sacked due to the reason of bullying, and
yep.
that was the right thing to do. It still needs a little bit of fixing, but it was for the right reasons that happened.
Do you think that having the elections in October is too soon? Because obviously there was some talk about that late last week.
Look, I think if the people of Geelong are ready to have a new council, it should be up to them. But I do feel that maybe more needs to be done in terms of the bullying and other situations that may have arised.
Now, something else that's interesting is obviously that Brownville ward will have three representatives, where, of course, there were only single-member wards previously. So are you conscious that there may be potential challenges with getting on with your other two councillors if you are elected?
No, I think we all need to come to the party and agree to disagree in some aspects.
To get the best outcomes for for the ward. What do you think makes you different to the other candidates?
I'm young. I provide a fresh voice. I want to be a voice for people at a grassroots level that don't otherwise have that voice.
Are you concerned about the lack of female representation on council that we've seen in the past? And do you think it's important for more female candidates to run now?
Definitely. I think females are just as equal as their counterparts. I think it's important for females to step up and recognise that they are as equal as others.
And why do you think more females don't run?
I think they lack confidence.
But you have confidence, obviously.
Yeah, it's about confidence. You've got to get that confidence, but you've got to build it up too.
And how do you think you'll liaise with the community? Will you get, how will you consult, I suppose, with your constituents in order to get
I will talk to them and ask them what their needs and wants and wishes and hopes for Geelong are and stick to the plan that's already out there, the Geelong plan.
Fantastic. Yeah. And yeah, you mentioned in their preferences, obviously things have changed a little bit in that you don't send out your like how to vote cards now, but obviously preference deals are still part of it because there's still preferential voting. So how will you approach that?
I'll have my own how to vote card on the back of my flyers.
Yeah, okay.
Closer to the date of the postal vote.
And what sort of, like, how do you do a preference deal? Because you said you've learnt a little bit more now about how preference deals work, etc.
A preference deal? So you've basically got to try and agree on certain things and rank that that person high. It's about ranking them in certain positions, how you feel about what they say and their policies, etc.
Do you have any idea in your mind as to how many people might actually eventually run for Brownville? Because, as I said, if we've still got many, many weeks to go,
I think there'll be many more that come out of the woodwork, to be honest. There's other people that haven't nominated as yet that I think may still come out.
So, yeah.
Yeah, just a wait-and-see game and watch.
So, again, it could be challenging to try and get the preference deals organised if you've got 30 people you have to speak to.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in. How do people find out more about you? I think you're on social media now.
Yes, I've got a Facebook page and it'll be updated appropriately. I need to get some new photos put up there. So, and I'll be working on my design of my flyers and things and getting those out there in letterboxes as soon as possible in street stores, etc.
Brilliant. And we're also having a Brownville Candidates Forum. Date is just being locked in, but it'll be sometime in early October. So we'll hopefully invite you back for that. But all the best with the campaign and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thank you very much. Alan Saar there, candidate for Brownville Ward.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.